You're listening to the Hawk Morning Show with Scotty O, connecting you with people and events from around the Quad Counties and beyond.
Connecting this morning with Josie Robinson. Josie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. Now, Josie, you're from the Dr. Kingston Memorial Community Health Center, and with that, there is a huge event happening this weekend and then again, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about this event and what it's going to bring to people.
Yes. So, we actually opened up a new session because the first one filled up so fast. So we were really pleased with the response for the first session dates. Mm-hmm. We're hosting some first of its kind disinformation awareness programming called Find the Facts. And why we started this program is we kind of noticed a gap in how we talk about online literacy.
Okay.
We kind of get people online, but then what? What happens when you're presented with this barrage of information? How mm-hmm. do you navigate what's real and what's fake? How do you decide who's actually an expert on a topic versus who just has a high following on a platform?
Share, fair.
Yeah. So we've got two dates coming up, October 25th and 26th in Lourdes and November 7th and 8th in Petit de Gras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, so anybody can be part of this?
Anyone of any age. We really felt that we didn't want to age restrict this. We still tend to have a lot of like stereotypes in our culture about who needs help with online literacy.
Oh, but seniors. 100%. That's a stereotype, right?
It's a stereotype, but I think seniors are online just as much as anyone else at this point.
But that's the stereotype. You brought up stereotype. The stereotype is I'm old and I don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the stereotype, but I don't think that's a fair assumption.
100%, I agree
with you.
I think
many seniors are online just as much as anyone else, using social media just as much as anyone else.
Right.
And to even folks out there who might be listening who might kind of feel like they're like, the internet scares me and I'm too overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's actually a sign of intelligence. Like your fear is a sign that you're thinking critically.
Yeah.
And coming to this workshop will help you hone some skills to feel smarter and safer online.
Admitting you need help for anything is the best thing for anything. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to, and I'm gonna out somebody here, right? That is very close to me, who has said to me, "Oh, look at this movie trailer. We should go see this movie." It's not a real movie, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so much fake or AI or things mm-hmm. that are out there. She's gonna be mad if I use her name, so I won't say Darlene. But she has sent this to me and been like, we should go watch this movie. This movie's coming. No, that's not a real movie. That's not actually happening.
AI has definitely accelerated the pace of disinformation online.
Yeah.
And it's to the point where it's kind of an elephant in a room where all of us are going to be affected by it, but none of us really know how to talk about it. Like everyone knows it's a problem, but no one wants to think it's a problem for them.
Yeah.
And in coming to this workshop, we're going to talk a bit about AI, but we're going to talk about it in a way that will kind of help you be cautious without being overwhelmed and fearful.
What do you mean by that?
We're going to talk about like how to stay aware of AI, but how to also stay adaptable, because it's moving at such a pace that you're not going to always be able to memorize every single thing about how to spot AI. Like you used to hear, oh, look for weird fingers or look for weird teeth.
But yeah, people have six fingers on an AI video. Yeah.
But that's already kind of over. Like that was true 2 years ago, but that's kind of advanced now. So it's moving at such a pace, you're not going to be able to memorize every single thing, but you can develop good kind of cyber habits to assess an image and not always feel so overwhelmed.
Like I know I'm online a lot. Like I spend a lot of time online just gathering information all the time, right? So I'm on TikTok. I'm on, you know, Twitter or X. I'm on Facebook. I've seen videos lately, videos of people who have passed away with their voice, their likeness, talking about things that are happening today, that they've been dead for like 10 years sort of thing, right? There was a video of Martin Luther King Jr. the other day that was circulating. It looks so real, Josie. How do you tell the difference sometimes? Like, you can tell the difference because you know that person has passed away. Mm-hmm. But if there's somebody who's still alive, they can use those likenesses, right?
And we're all becoming more vulnerable to that. There's going to be times where you won't be able to tell. And that's where like having the skills to kind of take in multiple sources of information to verify what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Having those skills is what's going to help you. I'm not 100% for AI. I'm a bit of an AI skeptic.
Okay.
But I do think that there are things that humans can do that a machine will always always be better at. And I think humans are good at formulating context.
Okay.
Like the fact that you can look at that video or that image and say, wait a minute, I know that person has passed away.
Yes.
You're already formulating context.
Yes.
Right? And the reason why we plan this workshop this way is we also recognize that like the way people use the internet has changed, and we might need a little practice to kind of get off the apps, get off the platforms.
Fair.
Right? Because people aren't going to a search engine and typing in keywords as much anymore. People aren't opening a web browser and typing in the name of a website. They're opening Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or X. And you kind of have the blinders on from that app. So one of the skills we're going to teach in this workshop is called lateral reading.
Okay.
And that's from a Stanford study, but it's just fancy words to basically say, here's how we're going to get off that app and take in other sources of information. Because what they found at Stanford was the longer you stay in that one app and scroll and scroll and scroll, the chances of you seeing bad information are actually going to increase. But if you get off that app and look at other sites, go to search engines and things like that, the chances of you seeing good information will actually increase.
Okay, question then, right? And I know this is probably part of the workshop, and maybe I should go to the workshop.
Yes, please do.
The workshop is the 25th and 26th, by the way, at the Dr. Kingston Community Health Center. We're talking with Josie this morning about disinformation and the effects of the internet. So I lost my question completely because I wanted to tell people to go to this thing. Go to the thing. Go to the workshop and ask the questions there. Yeah, I brought my question back to me. Okay, so you say get off the app and you get on. I'm on multiple apps, right? Whether it be Instagram, whether it be TikTok, whether it be Facebook. For whatever reason, my algorithm seems to pull the same information, right? So I'm getting the same information or the same reels or the same TikToks or the same across all, because I guess that's
and we're going to talk about that, how your algorithm, how your algorithm can kind of create biases and how we're all kind of living in a different informational reality every time we open our phones or our tablets.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a unique problem to this information era. And that was something we were concerned about as kind of a obstacle to public safety in times of crisis.
Yeah.
So as a community health center, we care about public health.
100%.
And we were kind of observing what was happening in other parts of the country or even in North America during emergency responses, because algorithms only care about engagement. They don't care about the context of where that engagement is coming from.
Yeah.
And that creates a situation where bad actors can kind of exploit that. So one thing we saw during in January during the LA wildfires was there was a flood of AI slop of very realistic images of firefighters.
Yeah.
But then you were hearing from local fire departments on the ground, hey, we have to compete with this, and it's harder for us to get seen by our communities when you churn this slop out there. You may think you're just sharing a harmless AI image that's just a cute image of a firefighter with an animal, but then there's people out there who think that we're really doing that. Or during Hurricane Helene, what emergency responders were saying is we also use social media to monitor what's happening on the ground.
Yes.
So we use it to monitor like, oh, what bridge is washed out or who's stuck in their house and stuff like that. So when you put out content that's fake, you're kind of wasting their resources and time.
I get
it. Making it harder for them to get to people. So we were really concerned about that. We really hope we don't, you know, live to see a day where that happens here in Nova Scotia. But as a rural community, we really resonated with the fact that we can't lose our shared sense of reality.
Yeah.
Like we know here in, you know, in the Strait area that our neighbors are our strongest resource when we're in times of crisis.
Always.
And we cannot lose the ability to know who we got to check in on. You know, we cannot lose the ability to rely on our neighbors. And increasingly social media and the internet in general is intertwined with our lives. They are no longer separate. So we have to take care of each other online as well as in person.
So this session, this information section or disinformation or information about disinformation, does that make sense?
Yeah, media literacy.
Media
yeah.
literacy? Yeah. All happening on October 25th and 26th. It's a two-day?
Yes, it's 2 days. That was something we really, really had to mull over. I know it seems long, but the reason we did that is we didn't want anyone to feel left behind. So if you need me to sit with you and really show you where to click, how to click, there's time to do that.
Yeah.
And we kind of felt one day would just be information overload if we did like, you know, more hours on one day. So there will be time to have discussions, to sit down and get tactile help. I also do a bit of an intake when people enroll, like what device you're using, what apps you're using.
Okay.
That helps me plan my lessons because the way apps visually navigate may be different. So if you're someone who really uses, like, we do have people who enroll who say, like, I use YouTube most of the time.
Okay.
So you might not really know how to tactilely navigate off YouTube. I can sit down and help you do that. I can show you how to open new tabs, where to click. Yeah. So
I get it. Josie's here this morning from the Dr. Kingston Memorial Community Health Center in Lordways. Two events, two sessions available over two separate weekends. Contact Josie for more information about how algorithms decide to see what you see and what is clickbait, stuff like that. How to get through the internet in the changing internet field, I guess. Right?
Yes.
So what brought you, well, last question, what brought you to saying, I want to do this, I want to put this out in the community?
Yeah, I was witnessing what was happening during emergency responses. That was the biggest
thing.
Is that
what it was?
Even like during the Manitoba wildfires, there was like fake Red Cross links circulating. So bad actors can really exploit things. Or in the Northwest Territories, there was AI images confusing firefighters. Yeah, and I knew about Civics, our event partner, from past work I had done in schools, and I kind of approached them and said, I think there's a lot of grown-ups who want to learn this, who never had the chance, so let's do something here.
Yeah. October 25th and 26th from 1 to 4, both days. If you can't make that one, that's this coming weekend, November 7th and 8th from 3 to 6. They're evening sessions. To register, contact Josie Robinson. Josie, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to put your contact information on our website, too, or on our Facebook page, too.
Okay.
And on our website. You'll be able to hear this entire conversation again. If you missed it, if you're just tuning in now and you missed it, we've got the last 15 minutes going to go up on our website after 9 o'clock.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Scotty.
I appreciate it. And you get all the real information, by the way, at 1015thehawk.com.
Good source.
I have to put that out there.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Hawk Morning Show, text us 902-625-1015. If you missed any of today's conversation, you can find it on our website, 1015thehawk.com.